Blog Talk Radio.
Never helped each other. You never did it.
Yeah, we are back. Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, and we're talking about Do You Remember? And we're talking about remembering the past, remember those past relationships, and holding on to a lot of different things that were a part of your past. Now, this case of the ex came from a guy from Georgia. He was in, he's in a relationship with a female, been in a relationship for a little while, and she actually was moving out of her place and moving into a new place. So as he was helping her load the boxes, he happened to notice a lot of bears, a lot of different dolls, different things like that. And you know, he brushed it off, didn't think nothing of it. But eventually he started seeing a lot of pictures in a lot of these boxes, pictures that his current girlfriend has of her ex-boyfriend, individual pictures and also pictures of them together, holding hands, you know, hugging, nothing too out there, nothing too over the top, but the thing is, he felt uncomfortable. He got to the point where he told me that he was getting jealous because of the fact that he saw all these pictures. I mean, he said had to be 50, 60 pictures of her and her ex-boyfriend. So he was at the point where he asked her, okay, why do you have all these pictures? She felt that, okay, why should I get rid of them? This is, you know, this is my past, so I'm not going to just forget about it. And so he was at the point where he wanted to tell her not to keep all of these different items. And I know a lot of guys out there like that. I know a lot of females out there like that as well, where when it comes down to the items that were given to them by their ex or pictures of the ex, they want to remove that whole element of their life out of the relationship. So the question becomes, is that okay to hold on to things from the past? And how long is too long? Now, some people say pictures aren't bad. I mean, pictures, you're going to have pictures of people to kind of reflect on where you've been in life and where you're going. So, you know, of course, everybody has, I would assume that everybody has some sort of pictures of their past relationships. I mean, that happens. You know, you're going to have one or two or three, or sometimes you might have several. You know, especially if you're in a long-term relationship or if you're at that stage where you were previously married, you're going to have a lot of pictures of your ex. Now, the issue becomes when you have a lot of these knickknacks. You know, you have the dolls, you have the bears, you have the necklaces, the I love you chains, and all these personalized things that can cause an issue when it comes down to the insecurities maybe of the person that you're with. Now, these things here, you feel like, okay, these are temporary things. These should be something that you should be able to let go of, you should be able to get rid of when you are in that new relationship. So why do people hang on to these things, the dolls, the I love you necklaces and things like that, when they start their current relationship? Some people feel like they are trying to hold on to that past. In this case, there are certain things that you hold on to. Of course, you'll hold on to memories. Of course, you'll hold on to experiences. But sometimes we remember so many things about that past and about those experiences that we don't want to let go of them, that some people hold on and tie themselves down to the memories, to the moments. You know, you go to a restaurant, you go that maybe that person took you to, and what do? You start reminiscing about, oh, man, I remember the first time I was at this restaurant, and I was with so-and-so, and I remember what I ate. And I did certain things, and sometimes you don't even do it thinking about it. You do it subconsciously because you're automatically thinking, oh, man, when I was at this restaurant last, I remember, or X, Y, and Z. So you go into that restaurant, you try to be subtle, saying, oh, I'm not going to act like I've been here before. But when you automatically open up that menu, what happens? You're like, oh, I know what I want this. And you know it because you had it, and it was so good, and it tastes so good that you remember that. And that's the way those dolls, those different different items are. You know, it's the same thing. You know, you hold on to it and you try not to put it out there, but those different items automatically bring you back to a certain time, a certain place in your life. So this is like Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. Let me know what you think about this at 347-850-1228. Do you remember, is it a bad thing to hold on to certain items and certain gifts that you've gotten from the past? Because it really does create some sort of jealousy. And should it create jealousy is the issue. I've heard a lot of guys especially, you know, as soon as they find out that this present was from another dude, like, oh, you got to get rid of it, that's got to go. Or a female that sees their boyfriend holding on to pictures of their old girlfriends. Oh, no, you can't have that. You got to cut that picture up. You're not with her no more. You're with me. And, yes, you are with that person. Of course you're with that person. Of course you have a connection with that person that you're with now. But that doesn't mean that you didn't have a connection with that person that you were with before. And there's so many insecurities that people have in their relationships that destroy the relationship because they're so wrapped up in what was done in the past. And it comes down to communication. If the person that you're with now holds on to it and keeps it tight and don't want to discuss the past relationships, then that could create that, you know, create that animosity that bottles things up to the point where you're like, oh, man, what if? You know, what if I did this? What if I did that? What if we were still together? How would my life be? Sometimes that happens because people are so afraid to talk about their past. So when they're revisiting their past through that doll, through that necklace, maybe through that random tattoo that they might have gotten when they were in that relationship, you know, that makes them think about, hey, okay, about this past, what could have been? That what if aspect of things. So this is an interesting aspect of how relationships develop. So it comes down to open communication. This comes down to any aspect when you're just starting a relationship, where you've been in a relationship for a while, even when you're married, it's still good to have that open conversation of what was going on in the past. That way you can actually understand where your partner is coming from. And that's the big thing. If you're able to understand where your partner is coming from, then you have a better idea of what's going on. And we actually have a caller on the air calling from North Carolina. Caller, can you hear me right now?
Yeah.
Hello, caller, you're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're from.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, hello. Yeah, I can hear you. Tell us your name and where you're from.
This is Kendall from North Carolina.
All right, now, tell me what you think about this topic. Is it wrong to hold on things from the past too long?
Yeah, I think it's kind of wrong. I mean, I'm the type of person that if it's in the past, let the past be the past. I don't think you need any mementos because obviously if it was such a good thing, it will be going on now, so it will be present tense. So anything that happened in the past, if it wasn't a good thing, just let it go.
True, that's a good point. But what about, you know, what about the person that says, hey, if I hold on to this here, it doesn't mean anything. It's just something that some random dude gave me, and why are you sweating it? That's what some females think like that.
Well, I think if you have a prior relationship where you might have had kids with this person, I think in those situations, you know, maybe some mementos, maybe like some old, you know, something, some old diaper bags or something like that. I don't know. But if it was just a cushion, you know, is this a regular relationship, you know, nothing matriculated or whatever, and you just want to hold on to that, you know, that seashell that you and your significant other might have picked up, you know, on that beach trip or whatever, I don't think there's any significance to that because that's bad energy. I don't think there's any, I mean, it's something that you can look at and say, oh, this is something that I did in the past. You should just let it go.
That's true, man. Hey, yeah, that's a good point right there. And I definitely appreciate the input on there. And that's a, you know, that's a big thing. Sometimes we hold on to things so long that we just don't know how to let it go. Just forget about it. All right. You know, so-and-so gave me this teddy bear when you were back in high school, and it was all real good and well. You're 30-some-odd years old right now. What do you still need that teddy bear for? Let it go. Start new. Start fresh. A lot of people take the opposite approach with that, but sometimes when you hold on to things too long, it ties in your mind and it creates problems in your new relationship. So that's a really good point there. So now, what about the ones that took it to the extreme? Now this is the problem when people took it to the extreme and they got some sort of tattoo, some sort of body piercing that still symbolizes that past relationship. How do you let that go? You're always going to remember that. There's a big issue with that. People will put on their, you know, the boyfriend's last name or the girlfriend's, you know, name, nickname or something like that, or some sort of memento saying that, hey, you know, we were together back in this point in, you know, 97 or whatever. You know, you have this element there that will always be there. What do you do in that situation? A lot of people feel like, okay, if I can permanently remove that tattoo, yeah, that's all well and good, but you know that tattoo is not going to go completely away. It's always going to be there. So you're always going to remember that through the scar that you have on your body. So a couple words of wisdom, a couple words of advice going into this here. One, don't get that tattoo. No matter how nice you think it looks, no matter how stylish you think it is, no matter how that person feel like they're, you know, wanting you to do this, don't do it. That's the worst thing to do. If you're ever going to get a tattoo, get something that is random, something that is, you know, that doesn't have any affiliation directly with someone, or, you know, of course, of your children, because your children, they're going to be with you for life, so that's a big thing. But if you're going to get a tattoo, don't get a tattoo saying I love so-and-so, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. You know, that's not the right move to make. And that's where you cause a lot of problems in your new relationships. Once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. Once again, thanking everybody for listening. Memorial weekend, everybody's out, everybody's traveling right now. Please be safe. Please, you know, think and drink responsibly. If you're on your bike, remember, on your bikes, check your speed, because the cops are full force out here. You don't want to spend your Memorial weekend, you know, in a bad spot. So definitely big shout out there. You know, I want to give a big shout out everybody listening from New York, Jersey, Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia, New Mexico, Afghanistan. We're getting all around the world, and this is just a really big thing that we're doing right here. So just want to do a little couple things before we get back into the topic. One, of course, we're always sponsored by Tranquil Mind by Rob, Massage and Wellness. Right now, it is the holiday weekend. We have some big specials. Also, at end of year season right now, so a lot of people are having spa parties. A lot of people are having graduation parties. No better way to have a graduation party, a wedding party, than to have a massage by Tranquil Mind by Rod. Big, deep discounts going on. You can always hit us up on Twitter, RSD44, going to tqmindbyrod.gr8.com. You can hit us up on Facebook.com/TQMind or call 240-382-4733. Also want to give a big shout-out to my man DJ Knock. DJ Knock is at the 555 Club in Gaithersburg right now. Anybody in DMV, you know, you check him out right now. He's spinning right now, going all night. Also, he's going to be at the Lux Lounge tomorrow night, so definitely give a shout-out to my man DJ Knock. And always, you know, if you have any questions, any comments, you can hit us up at Twitter, RSD44, or on Facebook.com/TQMind. We have the Rise TV show that will be coming on this Sunday. Big stories this Sunday. We're talking about Less Than Sterling is a topic. And with Less Than Sterling, we're talking about all the different things that have been going on racially over the past week. Of course, the Donald Sterling case coming to a head right now, as the Clippers are about to be sold, the comments with Mark Cuban, and also an interesting article on MSNBC that I think everybody should read, talking about reparations and why is there a need for reparations. And it's not just on a racial level, it's on a political and economical level that is very interesting. So tune in on Sunday, 11 o'clock, right here, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment. So we got a lot of things going on there. So now getting back into the topic at hand tonight, do you remember okay to hold on to things or should you just let it go? Now, there's pictures, there's dolls, there's bears, there's necklaces, and then there's the tattoos. Now, for those who do hold on to it, how long is too long? Some people say, okay, you know, if you just got the relationship, you hold on for a little while, it's not, you know, not a bad thing. It still takes a little time to let go. But there are some people that still hold on to things for 10, 15, 20 years and will just leave that into, you know, into their regular lives. And just don't think it's a really big deal. Now, the only way that is effective and that can be a successful relationship is, once again, comes back to communication. If that person communicated with you and told you, you know, all the good, the bad, the ugly that happened with that relationship and is willing to embrace it, then, you know, then you can't really fault them for holding on to it if they do. But you also got to think of the other person. You got to think of that person that you're with right now. And if his or her feelings are going to be affected because they know you are still holding on to something that happened in your past, then you have to realize that deep down you have to let that go. You have to put it aside. Put it somewhere where it's not going to be in the way of anything. You know, sometimes people will hold on to love letters for years, decades from a person that they were with in their past. Why hold on to that love letter? You should already, you know, you already should be moved on from that. You should already realize that the time has come to move on. If you do hold on to it, then let your partner know, talk to them, say, hey, you know, yeah, I was moving these boxes. I found these old love letters from so-and-so. And it's no big deal. I just want to let you know. A double communication up front makes a big difference at times when it comes down to these particular instances and relationships, because communication is big key. You hear me say this week in, week out. It's about talking. It's about, you know, it's about doing things together. That way everybody's on the same page. And this bond is what we're going to be talking about going into the month of June. So I definitely want to let you know that this month is going to be about the heat. And we're going to talk about bringing the heat back into your relationship, bringing the heat back into the styles of the summer, bringing the heat when it comes down to even looking for the right one. Because a lot of times the summertime confuses people's minds because people are dressing differently, people are dressing less, people are going out to the beach, people are going and doing different things that they typically don't do in the wintertime. So that heat sometimes messes with people's minds when it comes down to finding the right one. So we're going to talk about how to control the heat, bring the heat back when it's needed. So these are the things we're going to talk about in the month of June. Summertime is coming, but the Rod Stevie Show is not stopping. Love Talk is not stopping. We're going to keep it going, and we're going to build on this and possibly get back into prime time. Everybody's been clamoring about going back to prime time, so we want to see if we can get back into prime time, hour-long show, so that way we can really discuss and talk about things more in depth and really hit on these things. So once again, each and every Friday, 11 o'clock, 30 minutes, Love Talk with your boy Rod Stevie. Doug Love couldn't make it in. He dropped a little bit of knowledge just talking about basically just moving forward, moving on, let it go. So that's his phrase right there. Move forward, move on, let it go, and that's make it and make new things happen. If you're serious about the relationship, get rid of some of the old things. Do that spring cleaning. Make that move for new things, new and different things coming in. And that's sometimes what it's about, spring cleaning. You clear out the old things, move into the new, bring in all the new items, bring in all the new feelings and new emotions that's going to build on your current relationship. So it's hard to do that when you have all the clutter from the past. With all that clutter and all that junk and all the garbage that was held on in the past. Yeah, of course, it was good when you had it. Just like when you go into your closet for spring cleaning, you had a nice shirt, and this shirt was nice when you first bought it, but now you look at it and it's raggedy. You don't want that anymore. You want to get rid of it. That's the way a lot of times we should look at the things that we hold on to in our past and our old relationships. You know, if it's worn, then you got to move on. You got to get rid of it, and you got to let it go. So that's what we're talking about here. We got a couple minutes left. Doug Love. Made it on. Can you hear me right now?
Yes, I can.
All right, we got a few minutes. Speak on this knowledge right here. What do you feel about this instance, about the holding on to things from the past?
You got to let it go. If you hold on to the past, all it will do is cause your future. You know, I'm sorry, I'm coming on late, but you know, brothers have been working hard. That's all I can really tell y'all. Big things in the future. They've worked hard, but yeah. If you stay in the past, it will cloud your future. You can't do that. You gotta let the past go so you can see the future. That's how it goes.
Hey, that's it. That's what it is. Those are words of wisdom right there, the finish line. So anything that you want to say to the people right now, we've got a couple minutes left here. Let them know how they can hit you up.
Oh yeah, you know, I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back. You know, I'm back like I never left. But if you need to hit me up, hit my Instagram at DOFRESH. Hit my Twitter, same name, or on Facebook at Doug O, or Facebook/DOFRESH. Sorry I've been gone. I know. But I have to do what I got to do. Been working real hard, you know. New job.
Hey, the life of a hustler, you got to do it, man. Hey, life of a hustler, you got to make it happen. Hey, nothing wrong with that, man. So, hey, we get your words of wisdom each and every week, so that's a big thing. So like I say, keep on the lookout for my Bringing the Heat for the month of June. And once again, thank you, each and every one of you, for listening to the show. Big shout-out to my man KD that called in from North Carolina. So we want to make sure that we are developing, we are growing in our relationships and our communities. And like I said, Rise TV Show, Sunday at 11 o'clock. And we will be back next week. So until next time, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio.